On the line with me once again is Claire Rosehill with our Olds and District Christmas Angels. And, well, we're into the month of December now, Claire, which means things are getting into crunch time for the Angels. Tell us about a few things that you've got popping up, including the Grizzly game this weekend now.
Yes, it's busy, busy, busy time for the Angels, and there are so many events coming up in support of the Angels. The Grizz game, yes, got postponed from last week. They had bus trouble, the team that was coming to town. So this Friday at the Sportsplex will be the Grizz game in support of the Christmas Angels, where you can bring a toy donation or we'll happily take a cash donation. We'll have a machine there, so cash or on like a tap or credit card or debit card works as well. And then December 7th, the next night, the Olds College Broncos battle with the first responders is happening. So back-to-back nights of Angel action at the arena. And that's in partnership with the U13 girls tournament. So the girls are raising money for the Christmas Angels through their 50-50, and the Broncos will be again on Saturday night collecting toys, cash donations, and there'll be some awesome raffle items and shoot the puck for $10,000 again. So there's lots going on this weekend specifically in support of the Angels. Also, we'll have a box or a barrel if you're visiting Santa and Mrs. Claus, because they'll be at the Cow Palace. That's another location where you can drop off toys as well.
No, oh, it's so fantastic, of course, and the community seems to be rallying around the Angels once again. And I know an annual favorite for the Olds and District Christmas Angels is the Stuff-a-Bus or the Big Toy Drive happening at Canadian Tire. When will that be happening this year?
Yes, so we move from a busy weekend this weekend to a busy weekend next weekend. There's actually something happening midweek too. The Christmas Angels bake sale, well, high school students that host the bake sale, and all the proceeds go to the Christmas Angels. So that's always a really great one. It's December 11th. It's early morning at the high school, but it's a pretty great spot to pick up some amazing, amazing Christmas baking that the students all do. And then on Friday, December 13th, we will be in the Canadian Tire parking lot from 4 until 7 collecting donations. So that's really our big kind of last push to collect any toys and cash donations that are out there so that we can start stuffing hampers the next week.
That's fantastic. Of course, we should remind people of the deadline. When do those donations need to be in? And are you happy with how many toys are already in those barrels throughout town?
Yes, yeah, the barrels have been filling up. So the Angels have been out and emptying barrels, and they've been filling up with toys. So that's always nice to see. It's always kind of a little bit of an unknown until we really collect everything and then start sorting through to see, you know, what we're missing or what we're short on. But so far, things, it looks like everyone's coming out as they always do to support the Christmas Angels. And the barrels will be out until December 17th. So if you have something out in your car that you've been meaning to drop off, you can always go to the website oldchristmasangels.com or our Facebook page or our Instagram to see all the locations in town that have barrels for us. And there's also angel tags around town still. So if you haven't had a chance to grab one of those, there's Christmas trees all around town at different businesses. Again, locations are all on our social media, where if you haven't picked up a tag and you'd like to do that, then those are still out there as well.
There you go. We have less than 2 weeks now to support the Olds and District Christmas Angels. Lots of ways to find out more. Like Claire says, social media is the best way. Olds Christmas Angels Society on Facebook. Give them a like, give them a follow. And best of luck, Claire, as we head towards Christmas.
Thanks very much, Bern. Appreciate it.